Now gathered at the city center. The fury that brought these men to Shunem had been building for years, but the disgrace of one Shulamite maiden provided the straw that broke the proverbial dromedary's back. Ariella remembered the day Ahaisha arrived in Shunem 9 new moons ago as the palace high steward. His grand escort was pompous and proud, but his close-set eyes and thinning straight hair reminded her of a weasel. Abba Jehoshaphat had taught Ariella that outward appearance wasn't the defining measure of a man. However, after only a day in Ahaisha's presence, Ariella was quite sure the steward's weaselly appearance matched his character. He had stood at the very well where the angry northern leaders now gathered and announced the search for the most beautiful Israelite maiden to care for the aging King David. Abishag, a girl just 1 year older than Ariella, won the distinction and was immediately taken to Jerusalem. Word of the girl's true fate had come through a Shulamite merchant whose sister served in the king's kitchens. Abishag had become nothing more than David's belly warmer, taken to his bed, but never becoming wife or concubine. Now the question that burned in every heart had become an inferno. What would become of Abishag when King David cast her aside? No man would want her after she'd been defiled in another man's bed, even if the palace vowed the relationship was never consummated. Would King Solomon toss her away like refuse? Or would he include her in the ongoing care of David's wives and concubines? While Ariella's heart broke for the girl she'd seen drawing water at Shunem's well, the men of their town and tribe felt a different emotion. Disgrace blighted the whole tribe of Issachar. Fury over Abishag's rejection spread like wildfire. Their most beautiful daughter was sacrificed to the whims of Judah's royalty. Men from Shunem traveled from one tribe to another, stirring the emotions of other hard-working, honest men of the north. These were the common folk of Israel, faithful in their annual treks to Gibeon for Passover. These were shepherds, farmers, fishermen, men of the soil and stream. They cried when they were sad and laughed when they were happy. They made no apologies for their lifestyle or for their emotions. Much to the contrary, they drank deeply from all the wellsprings of life. And tonight, these hard-working, deep-feeling northern officials would spew their fury. Ariella searched the crowd for her Abba's silver-streaked head and finally spotted him at the front by the well curb. Her heart swelled, love and pride competing for first place. Her wise Abba stood a head taller than the rest of the men, full in form, yet not an ounce of unmuscled flesh. His reputation as a shepherd, vine dresser, and elder had earned him not only the respect of every man in northern Israel, but also the approval of King David. Frequently, he sat on the king's council, each time representing the tribe of Issachar, the tribe famous for understanding their times and knowing what Israel should do. Ariella stubbed her toe on an awning post and pressed her lips together to keep from crying out. She must hurry to find an appropriate hiding place. Finally, spotting a donkey attached to a small cart, she knelt between the beast and a merchant's booth not far from the last row of men in the crowd. She felt as though she needed the reassuring sight of her Abba's strong features, and this vantage point would provide the perfect cover for her to see his changing expressions. For weeks, they had tended his flocks together, speaking the plan Jehoshaphat would present tonight. They had contemplated Israel's fate and Ariella's future, and tonight the two would merge.
"To be used in the king's bed but rejected as a true bride," one of the tribal leaders bellowed. "Abishag's humiliation will not be ignored. It's an insult to our tribe."
Another man beat the air with his fist.
"The house of David will abuse us no more.
Let David answer to all of Israel for this."